thing.
Like to convene the January 12, 2011 session of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Thank you very much, everyone, for being here in timely fashion. This is our committee's first meeting, obviously, of the session. It will, I am quite sure, be a very abbreviated one. We have a couple orders of a business today, the adoption of committee rules and the introduction of members. And I think we'll start with the introduction of members. Representative Boone, did I catch you off guard here?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. Huffman and I are a little disappointed that we're separated yet again, but there's probably a purpose for
easier
that.
Easier to wave.
Hey. I'm Deborah Boone. I represent the beautiful Upper Left Coast, House District 32, Clatsop, Tillamook. Not all of Clatsop. Brad is going to give me part of his district someday. And Western Washington County. Yeah. I'd love to tease him. Western Washington County, Banks, and a little bit of Columbia County outside of Vernonia. And this is my second or third, maybe. Anyway, I'm a regular on this committee, and I love it, and I'm glad I'm here. We did a lot of good things last year, built our whole program around the task force, the governor's task force on veterans affairs, and I attended one of the field meetings in my area and helped shape that piece of it. And I'm actually working with a lot more veterans now since being on the committee more directly. It's, we get to pass them off to the department and to the federal veterans affairs, but we have wonderful support at the department here. But I like to follow up with them individually. And we have found more, and I don't want to get into numbers and all that, but we have found more and more veterans who don't know what services they can get, and we keep adding to the list of what they can get, and they're always pretty happy with that, I have to say. And the last thing I'll say is that, again, one of the pieces of democracy that I just love is having somebody come up to us, ask for us to implement something, and I got to credit Sergeant Benjamin Heyer. I think that's Benjamin, I think it's his name. Anyway, he had the idea of a on-campus, on the college campuses, veterans service officer who is a veteran to help facilitate that end of things. And now we've seen that in statute, plus it's implemented, and we're hearing good things about it. So I'm really glad that that became a reality for him. And we've had a lot of help at Portland State from former Representative Mike Burton. So we have a lot of help. I don't see the Brigadier General here today, but talked to him earlier today, and he's happy to work with us too. So
great.
For the record, Mr. Chair,
yes,
I am disappointed that General Caldwell didn't come to greet us as we met for our first time. And I'm sure he's out there watching, and I just
want to... He's at another meeting.
Well, he's taking care of general duties right now. So, working from the outside in, Representative Huffman.
John Huffman, District 59, Wasco, Sherman, Gillum, Wheeler, Grant, Jefferson, parts of Deschutes, Clackamas, and Marion counties. Disabled veteran. I'm thrilled to be on this committee, and was... very pleased with the agenda that Representative Boone just spoke of out of the 09 session, and was thrilled to support every one of the bills. We'll miss Paul Evans out of the governor's office. He did a fantastic job. I also participated in a couple of the district meetings that he was holding around the state. And anyway, just glad to be here to help work on veterans issues.
Thank you very much. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. Julie Parrish, and I'm from House District 37, which is Tualatin and Westland. About to be a 15-year Army wife. My husband's a full-time colonel, lieutenant colonel, about to be colonel, actually, this year. But with our Oregon National Guard, just returned from a deployment in Iraq last year with our 41st Brigade. And so having been here and done this for a long time, we come from a fairly substantial line of service, brother-in-law who just came home from Kuwait this month, and brother who served in the Army, and a former sister-in-law who he met in the Army when they were on hardship tour in Korea. This is a near and dear to my heart, so I'm really pleased to be here. And as somebody who's been an Army wife and has been through deployment and has served families through deployment, this will be one where I'm going to be a very strong advocate for the military family, because it is such a tough thing to do to, you know, be home and not be in a base community. So I'd, you know, like to see us work very hard to keep our armories intact and keep those services coming out of the local community, since we don't have a Fort Lewis or a, you know, Fort Hood, or where we have a very strong congealed type community. We are spread across, you know, in neighborhoods, and sometimes your neighbor doesn't even know that your spouse is gone. So so I would like to be that voice on this body, and I'm very excited to be here. So thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Greg Matthews, State Representative out of House District 50, which is Gresham, my hometown. Veteran and former police officer, current firefighter. I would just say, out of all the committee assignments that I could ask for, I'm really pleased to be back for another term on this committee. We have done some great work out of this building long before I got here. We'll continue that work long after I leave. But being involved in the veterans' work as a veteran has been real special to me, and I'm privileged to do it. I served in North Carolina as a paratrooper at Fort Bragg. I served in Operation Urgent Fury, which was Grenada. As I say to my Grenada vets and also Vietnam vets, it counts. I say that tongue-in-cheek, but recognizing that, you know, we did, and you know, and it's fine to joke, but we did have some casualties. We did have some some impacts, obviously. But beyond that, our soldiers make a tremendous choice, but it's the families that make a sacrifice. And I served in the interim on the reintegration task force. I'm very proud of what we did on behalf of the task force in last session. Reintegration task force has brought forward a lot of concepts. I'm excited that we'll reveal here again, and hopefully have a chance to move those bills in the best interest of our soldiers. But truly, it is an honor, and I just would like to thank, of course, the chair and the co-chair model. When I look at this committee, I really feel strongly about the diverse group, and also the group that's going to come forward and represent these folks. They deserve it, and they've done a tremendous amount of work. And I've always vowed that I didn't necessarily care to be a part of a photo opportunity or parade, but that our veterans deserve policies and programs in place more so. So that's what I'm committed to working on, and if I have time, the parades are great as well. But my priorities will stay with the programs. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And next, our co-chair, Representative Esquivel, and since I neglected to do it, maybe he can catch me, is to explain, in addition to your introduction, kind of how we're dividing up the duties.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'll just call you Brad, if that's okay. I'm Representative Esquivel. I'm from Medford, District 6, Medford, and been there all my life. Served on city council for 7 years, served in the Senate for 1 year in an appointment for Senator Hannon when he left, and then have served here. This is my fourth term in the House. The structure of this organization is nothing unique, and yet it is unique. It's something unique for us because the House has never been tied 30-30. It's not unique because our Senate has been tied twice, and the last time I was in the Senate, we were tied 15-15. We have a great opportunity here to do one of two things. We can either get nothing done, or we can get a lot done. Every vote that comes out of this committee and comes out of this House will be bipartisan. I repeat that. Every vote that comes out of this House or this committee will be bipartisan. Can't come out without it. We shall do, in my opinion, with the people we have involved, we have people that have concerns more about Oregon and more about the people than they do themselves. And I think that we shall get a lot of productivity, not only out of this committee, but also out of the House of Representatives. And I think you're going to see a different way of governance this particular session and next February. I think it'll be productive. And I believe that you're going to have some close relationships across the aisle, which is very healthy. I know on this committee I have some great relationships with across the aisle, and they will always remain to be so. This committee will have meet once a week. I believe it's Tuesday. I believe, what is it,
one to three on Tuesday.
And we have some things ahead of us. We're going to have some indoctrination, some bringing people up to date, because we have members that have not been on this committee. And so, therefore, we will have some informational hearings. The one thing that I think that, and I don't want to talk about what Representative Boone said, it's so great to be able to help a veteran. A veteran is a person that has written a check to the United States payable up to their lives. They don't know when it will be cashed, but the check is written. And for all veterans on this committee, I commend you for your service and welcome you home. I am personally a Vietnam veteran, a Vietnam combat veteran. I have problems from Agent Orange, and so I'm also a disabled veteran. I hope that we can help these people instead of being in a with an M16 in your hand one day, and then 2 days later you're walking in the middle of a large city if you've been discharged. I would hope that we would pay some close attention to that and work with them. If we, the United States, is going to participate in a war anywhere in the world, the one thing that we have, and it's our responsibility, and it's our duty to our military, is to take care of them when they come home. And that includes their family. And I'm going to have a bill in here that's going to deal exactly with families. So hopefully we can get it passed, but it's going to deal with the fallout of the family when you have someone deployed into a combat zone. So I'm looking forward to this, and I know my friend Brad Witt and I, we get along extremely well. We've served together ever since I think you were appointed, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And great man, going to be a fun time, and without further ado, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Co-Chair Esquivel. State Representative Brad Witt from House District 31. My district is in the extreme northwest corner of our state. It runs along the Columbia River, and therefore is the reason it's called the River District, from Sobeys Island, just north of Portland, on out to the Bay Bridge in Astoria, and goes as far south as Vernonia. Those of you who watch the History Channel and watch Axemen, that portion of it that's filmed in Oregon is in Representative Boone's in my district. So I am not a veteran, but I know that I have a lot of veterans, as I think all of our committee members do in our districts. They are a very vocal group, and rightfully so. I am a member of the Sons of the American Legion and spend a good deal of time, and in fact am a member of American Legion Post 12 in Astoria, and socialize with those folks on a very regular basis. And are just a tremendous source of information for me. In terms of the needs and challenges of our veterans. And I would make the commitment to all of you on this committee, as well as our veterans and our veterans department, that I will do the very best job that I can to get up to speed first on the issues and be as sympathetic and a forceful advocate for those issues as your co-chair. In terms of our governance, I guess, our co-chairing model, Representative Esquivel and I have decided that we're going to split today. I'm doing the introduction, and we'll be turning the gavel over to him shortly for the adoption of the committee rules,
And then I think after that we're gonna swap days off. I think, however that best works for continuity through the meeting. We're open to change. As Representative Esquivel said, he and I have served on committees together since the first day that I was assigned to a committee. Yep. And we even share on occasion good times together afield hunting and fishing. And so, as he said, we are not only co-chairs but good friends. Yes, Representative Huffman?
Thank you, Chair Witt. You had made a comment that you would work hard to get up to speed on veterans issues. And I just wanted to point out that it meant a lot to me to have you in my district 2 years ago, probably,
yes,
to visit the Oregon Veterans Home in the Dalles. Yes. And I would just like to take this opportunity. I'd love to have a trip, you know, someday where the whole committee could come to the Dalles and tour the home. It's a pretty spectacular place, an awesome thing we're doing for our veterans. And so I just want to put that out there someday if we could ever coordinate a trip at our own expenses, of course. You know, that welcome mat is out. They would love to have the Veterans Committee come up and tour the home.
And I would just piggyback on that to say that if you have not been to that facility, it is entirely and thoroughly impressive. And we should, each and every one of us, be proud of the fact that we have that kind of facility in our state. And I personally would look forward to the day when it receives direct state funding and is an integrated part of our state's medical care here in Oregon, much as our state hospital is, our medical facility important. I've also visited the federal veterans home in Roseburg, or just outside of Roseburg, I guess, and it's it too is a is an impressive facility. Although I have to say that the one in Representative Huffman's district is very, very, very near and dear. And I think that our committee is going to be hearing a bill this session. I can't imagine what other committee it would go to for the establishment of another veterans home in the Roseburg area. With that, I am going to turn the gavel over to Co-Chair Esquivel.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks for those words. We appreciate your interest in veterans. I'm going to open up a hearing on the adoption of committee rules. It's now open. I'll entertain a motion.
Thank you, Chair Esquivel. Chair Esquivel, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules.
Representative Matthews has made a proposal to adopt the rules as they stand. You have the rules in front of you. Are there any discussions on these rules? Seeing none, clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Huffman?
Yes.
Co-Vice Chair Matthews?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Parrish?
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt?
Aye.
Co-Chair
Esquivel? Aye. Okay, having received a majority, the rules will stand for this committee. The motion passes, and we will adopt those rules as of today. Is there anything for the betterment? Oh, I need to close the hearing. Is there anything for the betterment of the committee itself? Any discussion? Yes.
I think Representative Matthews beat me to the punch here.
Okay, Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Chair Witt.
I feel like a bobblehead here. You guys.
I just thought I would share with the group that I had an opportunity. Last week, the governor, Governor Kitzhaber, had released kind of his cabinet assignments, and it was glaring to me that what was missing was the assignment to the veterans. And so I had an opportunity to ask him yesterday about the public safety end of that, as well as the veterans. Now, our last session, basically, we talked about the task force, but it was also a great leadership from Tom Mann and Brigadier General Caldwell. Paul Evans, as a policy advisor for then-Governor Kuligowski, was instrumental in getting me up to speed. And the governor assured that it is on his radar. He will be making that assignment. He didn't indicate who it would be. But I would just tell this committee, if you had some insight, or perhaps there's somebody that you know of that would serve our veterans best, it may not be too late to attempt to influence that. I just think that it's a very, very important assignment. We have great momentum coming into this session on work that's been done in the past, and we want to make sure that we don't lose that. So any encouragement you might give the governor to have that assignment, that appointment made, would certainly allow us to set our course early and often with the folks we need to get involved. So thanks for giving me that opportunity.
Representative Boone, go ahead first.
He's
next. He's first.
Okay.
Thank you.
You always get the last.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that a former staffer of mine and someone who helps out, Irv Fletcher, from time to time, has just been reappointed to our state's Veterans Advisory Committee. He was most recently the chair of that committee and has offered whatever service he might offer this committee as well. Also, I have, in looking at some of the issues that that veterans face, I know within the past week, I have read where there is an exceedingly high suicide rate among women veterans, and I would like very much for our committee to explore the problem as well as hopefully some solutions to that. I'm also very aware, coming from a rural district, although I know for a fact that it's not limited exclusively to rural districts, the problem is only compounded in that we typically tend to be located some distance from medical facilities and from veterans medical facilities in particular, but veterans every place face these problems. I would like to take a look at how we might be able to provide improved access to medical care for our vets, be that either transporting our vets to the hospital or getting a mobile unit to go around to our veterans. I don't know which is the better means. Maybe both of them would serve a purpose, but I hope that that's something that we could take a look at as well. Thank you.
Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to follow up, and I was going to mention something else, but I was looking at the green sheet and listening to OB read those bills the other day, and there are several Veterans Services Committee bills coming our way, and one is having to do with increased transportation and access. So just want to let you know it's coming our way, Mr. Other Chair. And in the spirit of the beautiful Upper Left Coast, which is very privileged to house Camp Rylea, I would like to be so bold as to invite you to come down there sometime. It's very close to Representative Witt's district, too. So it's a very interesting place to visit if you have never been there. They have a lot of different events, but I'm sure that we could finesse a tour. And if we did it on a Friday afternoon, you could make a weekend of it and stay in our area, which would be really nice.
Stay an extra day, is that
it? Stay an extra day and play,
yeah. That sounds like an advertisement from your chamber.
I'm sure they've said that before.
Any further discussion? I will say that we did pass a family bill last time out of this committee that I had the privilege of taking on with a lady by the name of Bannerman, Stacey Bannerman. She asked myself and Senator Bates to make a family leave program that would be able to qualify for family leave, non-paid family leave, which I believe it passed the House unanimously, it passed the Senate unanimously, and it was signed by the governor, and it's now law. Her husband is back, and he has retired, and he's a staff sergeant that's two or three tours in the theater. I wonder if maybe I should contact him to see if he would like to talk to the governor. Because, I mean, you can't ask for someone that has been there, done it, and his family has fought very hard for family services for our troops. So I will see that, and then I'll contact you, Mr. Vice Chair. So, any further comment? Thanks. We'll see you. We'll adjourn.
Thank you.